Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Yeah. I'm so happy you guys...
Sorry.
So glad you guys could join us today. Brooke's very excited to be here.
Dude, I just am so tired all
the time. I know. I'm exhausted too. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's just life.
I mean, I have a theory.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not sleeping?
No, I'm sleeping.
Are you sleeping 8 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I've been waking up and then going back to bed.
Oh, well, interrupted sleep. I don't think that's the same thing.
Well, I mean, like I wake up, you know, around like
to eat.
Well, no, because I've been I eat edibles at night to try to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Been working. There have been days where I've eaten a nighttime gummy and I've woken up 2 a.m. and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not kicking in.
I'd got some new ones when I was in St. George and took one, went to bed, woke up at 2 and happened again the next day. And I just closed that pack. And then opened a different one. I was like, those ones have got to be bad. Those ones didn't work.
Well, don't you like build immunity up to it?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I tried to do edibles for a while and I just felt like shit in the morning.
Well, yeah, I remember that.
And then I would have to start taking them even earlier at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then you're taking them at like 7.
Mm-hmm.
Still not, I don't know.
Well, and I've had a couple times, like I've taken it at like, I've tried to take them like 8. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a cold chill in my ear.
I always imagine that I'm going to take one and then something bad's going to happen. And I'm going to have to like rush out of the house.
You're like
drive. Oh, well, sorry, kids. I can't make it.
You're like,
Mom's high right now. Yeah. Oh man. Oh, hey, I wanted to share with you. Okay. So I called Brooke the other night. I did not realize it was like 11:30 at night, and which means it was 12:30 your time.
Uh-huh.
Cause I was missing you, obviously.
No,
miss you all the time, but missing you even more because we'd had a girls' night and we played this game Courtney brought over. And let me just tell our listeners.
We have both. We have viewers.
We actually rather you listen than view. This game is not for the faint of heart. Let's just put it that way. It is brutal. You cannot play with anybody who is not willing to commit fully to embarrassing themselves. I mean, I've talked to a couple other people about this game. It's called For the Girls, which, I mean, doesn't matter if you're a girl or not. Anybody can play. And I've told some people, and based on your personality or what you're comfortable with, either people are like, fuck yeah, or hell no, I'm not playing that game. Not playing that game. So it has It's you roll a dice and it has all these different colors on it.
Okay.
If you're watching, I'm showing you guys. And it's super easy. You just roll the dice, each player, and then whatever it comes up on, you pick from that deck of cards, that color. But there's this one deck that is brutal, and it's like dares.
Okay.
So you would love it. Although I have to say, everyone was pretty good sport, but there were some that we collectively decided that, no, you don't have to do that.
Oh.
Yes. It's pretty, I think one of them, the one that we said that, it was our friend Megan, girl number four. She picked a card and she had to create a group text with all of her exes and just say something like, what do you all have in common?
Oh,
like they're bad. I had to give my phone to the person across from me, which was Kat.
Uh-huh.
Our friend Kat. Unlock my phone, give it to her. She had to go through my texts and pick anyone to text something and then wait for it to deliver, delete it, and not tell me what it was. And of course, at the end of the game, I found out that it was to a guy that I used to hook up with that had recently texted me to hang out, but also had a girlfriend. So I told him no.
Uh-huh.
And she texted him, you up?
That's funny.
Dude, I was mortified. Mortified. So yeah, trying to just explain the aftermath of this. One of the girls, Lindsay, I don't know if you remember Lindsay. Anyway, from our gym, she picked a card that she had to send a picture of a positive pregnancy test to her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney had to call the closest convenience store and ask if they sold denim condoms.
Oh,
like they're just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So since it's April Fool's Day today, I thought I would find a card and have you do it.
What?
And I haven't gone through these. Oh, this. Okay. So this was the dare. Okay. I picked the one. I can't do this one.
Oh, the text one.
Yeah.
Do this dare. Okay. Allow the person across from you to send a text from your phone and delete it before you read what it was. At the end of the game, you can tell, they can tell you what they texted.
Yeah. It's not good. Don't.
You up?
Yeah. You up? Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, they have like here, let's see. We did that one. Hold on. Dude, these are brutal. Lick someone else in the group's foot.
Yeah.
I'd
lick yours.
I had to do this one. Thanks.
I'd lick yours. I would not lick Courtney's.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
That's so true. Dude, her feet are always filthy. Always.
Remember when we were at the house and she was sitting on the couch and Daniel was pointing out how dirty her feet were?
Yeah. Yes. And I just looked over at her and, you know, I've got like all this like light furniture and I was like, no.
And so
absolutely not.
Wiping them with wet paper towels.
Wiping her feet. Oh my God. Yeah, I had to do this one. Start a group chat with you and three other people. Say, fuck, marry, kill. Kill the people in this chat. Go. And Alan was in it. It was like Alan, Courtney, and Daniel. I think Daniel was on a date, so he didn't answer. But Courtney's like, okay, I'm gonna fuck Gina. I'm going to marry Daniel. And sorry, Alan, I'm going to kill you. And then Alan sends us he said he was going to marry me, fuck Daniel, and kill Courtney. But then he sent this whole long voice note about why he did it. Like you could tell he could like felt guilty about it.
Oh my God. Let me explain
like why, you know, and very apologetic. But what was funny is that his voice note is while he was in the shower. So you can hear the shower going. And both of us are like, Alan, are you texting in the shower? It's like, it just seems odd to me. Okay. All right. This might take me a second.
I could just picture him like he's in the shower, you know, like getting ready to, you know, I don't know, go out or work or go to bed. And his phone buzzes and he's frantically like, gotta get it. You know, almost like slips in the shower, rips the curtain open or whatever.
Right. Oh, this one's kind of brutal. Message the last person who ghosted you. Hey, remember me? Or do the same for the last person you ghosted. Dude, there was one in this card. So another person picks the picture and then you have to put it on your Instagram feed, like with no explanation. And so Courtney was like, oh, I got it, guys. And she's like on her phone, like, you know, going back way back to these pictures. And she fucking finds this picture and poor Lindsay had to put it on her Instagram feed and she got flagged for it for sexually explicit. And it was, I don't know if you've seen this picture, but it's a dick in a shoe.
Oh no.
Oh my God. I was like, first of all, Courtney, why do you have that?
Courtney's like, oh no, I got it. Yeah, I got
she
it.
She knew exactly what year it was from. It's like, you know, 2014. She's like, oh, I got this picture.
That's disgusting.
I know.
What size shoe is that, you think?
I don't know. It's so gross. It's like one of those things where you do like a double take. You're like,
because you're like, wait, what is that? Oh,
it's basically the testicles are the heel and then the tip of the penis is the toe. And it's very disturbing.
It does make you hair. It does make you double take a lot.
It does. So yeah. So she got flagged for that. Poor Megan. She had to go on hers and on her Instagram story and do a poll. Would you date me? Yes or no? And so the next morning we had a group chat with all the girls and we were dying. She was like showing us like screenshots of it. And there were only two people that said no. And one of them was a guy she had dated.
She's like, well, just go fuck myself then.
Right. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't get that one. Oh, some of these. Okay, wait.
Are you cherry picking a card for me?
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them, they don't apply.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. No, you can't do this. Like an ex-boyfriend. Venmo pay the last person you hooked up with saying, thanks for the other night. Haven't stopped thinking about those sweet lips. Brutal. That's... Put a tampon in your nose and allow others to story it.
I wonder if I could fit one in there.
Oh, see, this is like for people that aren't influencers. Post a makeup tutorial on Instagram Live. Start with, okay, so a lot of you guys have been asking me about my makeup routine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Pull up your Google search history and read it out loud to the group.
Let me see it.
You're going to look at it first? Dude, what mine would be bad. Take a double chin selfie and post it to your Instagram story.
It's not even good. I've been looking at bed frames. It's like king size wooden bed frame. New TV shows, 2022. Flights from SGU to TPA. Wooden bed frames, bedroom ideas. Farmer's market near me.
You're so boring.
Man, if you would have asked me a while ago. Oh, here's a funny one. You know, like sometimes when you find like, you know, sometimes like, you'll find like pills around the house or like in a container and yes. You don't know what they are. So I've got yes. a small white pill. R with the number on it. Trying to figure out what it was.
Oh my God. That happened to me one time. That's so weird. Okay. This is so embarrassing. So, I mean, not embarrassing because it wasn't me, but I was at a barbecue or something at a friend's house, at our friend Paul and Kim's house. And there were a bunch of people there and like the kids have been playing around in the yard and all this stuff. And so I'm going back. My car has those running boards on the side.
Yeah.
And one of the kids ran in the house and they had this like pill and they were like, what is this? And we're like, I don't know. So we Google it and it was for herpes. We asked them where they found it and they'd found it on the running board of my car. And I was like, that's not mine. But it's like at that point,
they're like, right.
At that point, I was like, wait, what? I didn't have herpes, that medication. Like, what? I was dying. I was like, wait. And so, yeah, the entire time I just kept, it's like you've said it once or twice, like, that's not mine. But you're like, okay, if people believe it, they believe it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Like, it's not mine. It's not mine.
It's like the more you say it, the guiltier you look. So I was just like, I'm just gonna drop it. Now I'm just that girl. I'm the girl with herpes.
who leaves her pills everywhere. You're just like,
I carry pills with me. Oh my God. All right.
Did you watch that video of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock?
Oh, I mean, who hasn't? Who hasn't?
Dude.
That's, it's so interesting how different people's take are on it.
Yeah, what are the different takes? I haven't like read up on what different people are saying. It's more so as soon as we saw it, there were thoughts of like, oh, that wasn't real.
Right.
And that he leaned into it and that, you know, the ratings for the show have been really down. And now because of that, you know, everyone's going to be Googling it and looking for it.
That would be so we were watching the Oscars.
Yeah.
And so we were kind of flipping back between shows and we missed it. But then somebody was on their phone, Marcus or Daniel were on their phone and they were like, oh my God. First Daniel's like, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. And we were like, what? What are you talking about? So we went back and since we had been watching it, we could rewind it.
Yeah.
So we were watching the whole thing and then his reaction after, and then his acceptance speech. Because I would encourage people to watch the acceptance speech after it, because I think it's, I mean, it's real. I think it's real. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But, you know, he apologizes to the Academy. He's like crying and, you know, all this stuff. But you know what I thought of in that moment is, so, oh, well, sorry, I'm skipping around. We were at the gym and somebody at the gym was saying, because, you know, everybody's talking about it. And this guy was saying, well, I think that if somebody puts themselves out there like that, then they open themselves up to that. And I thought, well, no, I don't think so.
You mean, you mean like Chris Rock?
Yeah.
No, dude, that's
no
bullshit.
Did you see
the post that
I didn't say no, that's bullshit. I said I don't know if I agree with that.
Dude, did you see the post that Chris D'Elia did?
Yes.
And he just he's saying
it's from an old
stand-up, but it's so true. It's here, let's see if I can play it.
Well, this person was trying to say like, well, but it's not, you know, you're not going to a comedy show.
No, but when they have comedians like that, they're hired.
I said everybody's to, like, fair
entertain.
Game.
Yeah, entertain. Like
everyone's fair game. Are you gonna play it?
Get mad at a comedian for what we say is actually the weirdest.
Can you hear
Do
it?
You know why? We're joking. We made the whole thing up. Okay, we didn't mean it. But this is the best part about that to me. You paid us to say it.
No, it's true.
You know what? We're joking.
I love him. Yeah, this person was very, was talking about protecting another person. Again, I don't agree. I don't think that, first of all, I would be horrified if somebody slapped somebody else because of, I mean, if that were the case, then there'd be people slapping other people all the time.
Well, and the thing is,
the
too,
things
though,
they said, can you imagine if Todd was slapping everyone that said anything mean about you on Instagram, just showed up at the door and just whack. I mean, it's assault.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, this, like the people that were, it happened amongst, right? So like Chris Rock and Will Smith and Jay, like everyone that's there, they are there. They know each other. They've done that how many times, like gone to those events, been around, done comedy, whatever. So in that scenario, the thought that I would have is like, well, if you all consider the fact that you're at a show, Chris Rock is a comedian. If you ask me, it wasn't this awful joke. He, you know, probably should allow some time to like, let it marinate
process
a little bit, or like allow him to be like, I'm just kidding, you know,
right
up on stage. And in the videos, and you see a lot of the people's clips that they've posted or whatever, it pans over to them when he says the joke and Will is laughing and Jade is
right.
not. And it's,
right.
I saw
it's
one.
It's almost like he's laughing and then it's like, oh fuck, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. And he's like, I gotta do
Better
something.
Better do something. Yeah. I gotta do something. Yeah. It's, you know, and I just think it opens them up. I already hate when people like speculate about people's like private lives and they feel like they can just because they're, you know, celebrities, and there's all this stuff about Jada with, you know, other men and disrespecting him and, you know, doing all this stuff, and that's their business. But I just feel like you just opened yourself up to making even more of a spectacle, mm-hmm. you know, and people delving into that and making more jokes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just read something, Ricky Gervais said something about if he had been hosting the Oscars, that he wouldn't have made fun of her hair. He would have made fun of her boyfriends, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, you're opening yourself up to this whole thing And, you know, and I don't get it.
I mean, it took a lot of effort for him to walk all the way up there.
Yes.
You know, like, and that was a lot. If you were watching it, that was a lot of time for him to try and decide like what's the best thing to do here or right. turn around.
Right.
It wasn't like he said some awful thing and Will just reacted.
Right. Like he was sitting next to him and yeah. he was like, "What?" You know? Yeah.
No, it was like he took some time. Like he yeah. walked up there, not fast.
Yeah. Do you think
he didn't run.
Last minute, like, hey, what now? What do I do?
And he's like, oh, fuck. Well, now I got to do something.
Yeah. You know? I'll just fucking slap him.
I guess I'll just slap him.
We're laughing about it. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It was crazy. And it's even crazier we were cracking up because right after it happened, Daniel's going through his feed. He's like, literally every single meme, every single thing was that. Mm-hmm. He's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, just kept counting. It's a strange phenomenon. But yeah, I thought it was terrible. Oh, but what I was thinking too, right after that, is the guy that I can't remember what the award was for, but I felt like it's so overshadowed. The poor guy that was getting this, you know, his Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's like up there trying to give a speech and everybody's kind of looking around. And if you actually are watching it all the way through, you know, Chris Rock is kind of like looking at every other presenter and every other person that walks up there, like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like, he freaking held it together, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, like, I think that he handled it with grace.
So much composure.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine, like he is such a professional.
Yeah.
He did his job. He got slapped. He immediately like just went on with the show, cracked a joke. You know, I just got, you know, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me or whatever he said. Yeah. And then he like went on. I mean, I was thinking about it, I was like, man, if that would have, you'd think it'd be so easy to like, once that happened, just be like, what the fuck, man?
I know.
Go back to your chair.
Yeah, I know.
You know? But instead he was just like,
really came out the winner in that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming. No. It's not like Will Smith needs a scandal to like stay relevant. You know?
No. And then he won the Oscar. I thought it was interesting in his acceptance speech how he compared himself, because, you know, he won for King Richard. And I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-mm, I haven't seen it yet.
Venus and Serena Williams' father was kind of known as a hothead but, you know, very protective of his family. And I think that it seemed like in his speech, he was trying to almost.
Like he was method acting.
Well, no, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he was saying that he was still in that role, but he was kind of comparing himself to Richard, as far as he was also protecting his family. Which, I mean,
it's great spin.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, guys. you know, I got into character when we started this movie, and I haven't got out.
Well, and then somebody said, I think, I don't know if it was a tweet right after, but Jaden, his son, was like, that's how we do it. It's like, what?
It really is it though? Is
it? Should it be? Should you? I don't know. I don't know what kind of example that is.
It's like, man, if that's how all of us did it, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, right.
more in trouble than we are.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it was very bizarre.
It'll be over. You know?
Yeah, no one will remember.
Big news for a day, and then it'll be like, gone.
Yeah, it's over. No one's talking about it anymore. I know, because I was, you know, with our cancel culture nowadays, I was like, I wonder if, you know, they're gonna try to cancel Will Smith. I was like, I don't know. No.
Nope, they won't.
The elite can't. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Certain people can't be canceled.
I mean, they can, but not if they serve a bigger purpose to the people that are in charge. you know, and someone like Will Smith. Had, you know,
here we go into our conspiracy theory.
It's true though, man. It's true. Like, tell me I'm wrong. Do you
remember? They're probably drinking the blood of babies.
Yeah. No, what I'm thinking is.
Okay. I think Will Smith is actually at the top and he's probably bringing all the babies to everybody else.
No.
And so they're all babies, so they can't get rid of Will.
Yeah. No. So what I'm thinking is this. Do you remember when it was, you know, I don't know if you were with me, but I was at a hotel. I was somewhere and on every station, on every TV channel, it was forcing you to watch this big event that was put on and there was tons of celebrities there and it was a music thing. And it was like, get vaccinated. And it was like celebrities and these concerts. And I was like, what?
You were at my house.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
We were watching it. We were like, what is going on right now?
Dude, they're just using it's influence. Like, you know, Will has a lot of influence. Yeah. There'd be a lot of people getting slapped after that, you know?
I know, dude. That's anyway, a lot of slaps going around.
Better than a slap than a, you know, punch.
Yeah.
I wish you would have done like a backhand one. Slap, you know? Back of the hand.
Just knuckles. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy. We live in a crazy world. I know. I was talking to, when we were at dinner last night, I was talking to the daughter of a couple of our friends, and she's, I think, 17. And we were talking about cancel culture and all that. And I said, you know, hey, have you ever been canceled? She goes, strangely enough, yes. I was canceled because she had posted, you know, she works out a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's 17. She's got this, you know, great little body, and she was posting things about her journey with her eating disorder. And people were basically saying like, you can't talk about your eating disorder and blah, 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 because you have, and have abs.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked up. To where you can't even, I mean, she, you know, she's a young girl. She's trying to like share this with her other friends because, you know, it's like her journey that she's gone through. She's being very vulnerable and opening up about this. And then people are trying to cancel her because she looks too good to have an eating disorder.
No, it's you look too good to be complaining about your problems.
Right. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. It's really sad. And she goes, yeah, I was canceled. She goes, but you know, it only lasts for, you know, a couple of weeks and people forget about it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
hindsight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know, smart girl.
I was canceled a couple of times. On a small scale.
Well, I was telling her about your Karen incident.
Yeah.
I was like, you just really can't say anything without somebody trying to find something really seedy in it or bad or.
Yeah. Dude, remember the time when.
Oh, the girl.
Oh yeah. I do remember that one. I'm thinking of another time.
Uh-huh.
When I did a photo shoot, when I was working with Prakia. And we were in Salt Lake, and it was for like their silicone jewelry bracelets and rings and stuff. And we had gone to like an indoor shooting range, which I'm from Utah, hunting, guns. Yeah. I like those things. And so does my family. And I like going like shooting and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so things got posted, and it was right after there had been a shooting somewhere in another state.
Right.
And I'm not my parents, you guys. My mom, my parents, they watch the 10 o'clock news every single day. I don't. Should I? Maybe. Eh. But I wasn't up to date on like it was very recent. It was like the day after or something. And I hadn't even really heard about things that had been going on yet. And I didn't even connect the two. But then people were people were ripping me apart because I had posted a picture of me at a shooting range.
right,
first sport indoor. And it was right. for this company that I went and did this photo shoot with them for the jewelry and stuff like that. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
How'd you make this connection?
Like you, and they were like, you know, cause people, they run wild. It's like, then they have, they get offended. And then it's like, they start making claims about you. Like, like what awful person I was.
Like you support school shootings.
Yes. And I was like, and then what sucks too, is like when you're in the middle of that and you're like, it's like snowballing from the other side of the screen on your computer. And on your side, you're like, I don't know what to do. Like,
I just shot some guns with some friends and thought it looked cool.
I was just, you know, doing my job with a company. And just because I enjoy like, you know, shooting for sport and things like that. And that doesn't mean I think it's cool for, you know, people to just to take guns and go into random places and shoot them up. Like it's very different, you know. It's like and you can't do, it's like you feel like I can't do anything about it. I'm sorry, you are highly mistaken. That's all I can say.
Right.
Let's hope this, you know, this too shall pass.
I mean, people, like, they forget about it, they move on to the next person. Well, I think it's interesting too, because I think that people in a position, you know, like yourself, who, you know, becoming if an influencer was a side effect of something that, you know, you did well at, in that regard of not, you know, it wasn't like you set out to gain all these followers and you set out to, you know, to do all this. I mean, there's wonderful things about that and great opportunities that come out of that. But then people have this idea of, oh, well, you're in a position of power now and you should, everything you do should reflect, you know, you should be thinking about all those things because you have influence now. And it's like, whoa, we're putting way too much pressure on normal people to, you know, be this beacon for every single cause or every single thing. I mean, the amount of pressure that puts on people is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you.
Influencing from a state of mind like that is more like manipulating than influencing.
Yeah? Right. Oh my God. Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
we got a lot of manipulators out there,
man. Honestly, we're full of them.
We're full of them. Full of manipulators.
Yeah. And people that actually are just, you know, trying to stay true to themselves, and, you know, you piss off a lot of people on accident, man. That happens to me a lot.
instead of an influencer, you're an aggravator. We should just come up with different names.
The aggravator.
I'm the aggravator. Oh my God.
The unintentional aggravator.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. I think about that shit a lot. Like, I don't know. Just the idea. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's so interesting to me how you have somebody like, cause when this girl was telling me last night about her experience of, you know, apparently looking too good to have an eating disorder and complain about it. We have this society where we want to look at really good looking people selling shit, right? Mm-hmm, like they're selling off their whole lives. And we want to believe that, you know, they're not, oh my God, my stomach's really growling.
Mine too.
I'm like, my microphone's down there, isn't it? Oh no. But then we don't want to look at people that society would call unattractive, unattractive.
Yeah.
Selling anything.
Nope.
Right?
Unless they're selling you something that for both parties will look better.
Better. After. Exactly. Exactly. Like we're just so focused on the outer appearance. But yeah, it's like you can be like a you know, what's considered, I'm not saying unattractive, but what other people would consider unattractive, as long as you're funny.
Yeah.
Better be funny.
Hey, you're not funny. Gotta be more funny.
Right. right. Cause you know, then I'll listen to them. But if they're just, you know, I mean, we were talking about this because people will, I mean, I've done it before where I posted like all the books I'd read.
Yeah.
But you know, you'll have people that, you know, post different books or like, say like self-help books, if you want to call it like self-help or whatever, showing like, oh, this is the, this is what I'm doing to better myself. You can also look like me and have my life if you read these books, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I was having this conversation with Daniel and he goes, well, I don't think it's a bad thing because like, what if it reaches like a couple people? I said, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just, if it was just some Joe Schmo, you know, being like, I read all these books, you know, that has maybe like a lovely life. You know, they live in a very modest little 3-bedroom home, you know, maybe aren't like the best looking, but you know, they have like a retirement fund.
They're happy. They pay their bills.
Nobody's gonna listen to them.
Nope.
They're probably happier than any of these other fucking people peddling this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just an interesting, I don't know, interesting aspect to it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about it. Like, you know, I see people post and certain stuff and I mean, we've talked about it, right? We laugh so hard at the captions people write.
Right.
I mean, come on. Like we don't, like we can see the picture, you know, I feel like. Like to add the caption that's just so goddamn cheesy and like cringy, you know, it's just like, at least for me is like, it's a stupid.
It is stupid.
It's stupid.
Why don't more people think it's stupid?
I don't know. And like, I now every time I go to try it, I say, try and do a post because if you guys are listening to this and you follow me on Instagram, you know that I don't post a lot because it's because I have to try because I don't have like easy content all the time. Like I have to, you know, I have to pay people to take my pictures and I'm not very good at taking them myself on my phone. And,
well, and you're not obsessed with taking them.
I actually hate doing it like this, like sometimes, and I've even like taken like, you know, selfies on my, with like on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And then I immediately think like, why post that?
Right. Right.
Like I look cute.
Right.
But like put that on my story. So people can just be like, oh, there she is.
Well, and it's almost like, okay, this is the thing too. I was thinking about this is that you have, you know, people that are considered good looking and you have a ton of people following them because they think they're good looking. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're posting about something, I can guarantee you, if you go and post something on your Instagram that has, you know, depth or whatever, they don't give a fuck. You know what all your comments are going to say? Oh, you're so beautiful. Yep. Oh, you're so hot. Oh my God. Will you be my wife? Oh, well, you did it. And it's like, it's not even about that.
Yeah.
It's not even about what you're doing. Well, and the thing is too, is like people sit there and they go, oh, I want to see, you know, people being more real, but they don't.
No,
I mean,
they
what do they want? They want like a bunch of like, hey guys, I got diarrhea again today.
Yeah. Do you remember, you
know,
when we
this is me on the toilet. I'm sad. You know, what did you do today? I'm at Target. I'm buying some sheets. You know, like they're just normal people.
I'm washing my sheets because I bled out again last night.
Right. It's like, fuck, you know, but then people are upset that you're not posting more. And it's like, well, I'm just a normal person. I'm not, you know, jet setting and doing all, I mean, sometimes you get to do that stuff and that's really cool. But, you know, they don't want to see the in-between shit, you know?
No. Yeah, I think we talked about this. I thought it'd be funny for us just to start, you know, just posting, like, doing regular ass shit. Like, like taking the trash out.
Yeah.
Like, have someone take a candid photo of you, like, you know, and when you don't know it. It's like, it's like paparazzi, and you're just, like, kind of taking the trash out.
Well, that's why all these poor people end up on like the cover of People. oh, so-and-so has cellulite too. And it's like, Jesus, I would hate that.
Oh man.
Nobody wants that. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, even like some of our friends, I like see stuff and I'm like, oh God.
Yep.
Are you just trying to make everybody feel worse? Worse about themselves? I don't know. Like, I feel like my life's pretty good. You know, like
it is.
I'm not, you know, jet setting all over the place. And I keep saying jet setting. Is that like an old term?
No, I
jet
like
setting.
It.
Jet setting.
Jet setting.
I'm a jet setter.
I'm a jet setter.
But yeah,
Devin did the thing where she went on a date and in a private jet. And I was like, oh, you're going again.
No, oh, you recently?
Yes. Yeah.
Where'd she find these dudes?
It's the same one as last time.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
She's like, if I can't, you know, I get like the message, like if I, she'll get back to me. Like if I've like called her, sent her something, like as soon as she lands, like she'll get back to me. And I was like, oh, you bitch.
Must be nice.
Oh, going on a day date. you know the owner.
Oh,
you do.
Fuck, I love that movie. I could watch that movie over and over again.
There was this trend on TikTok. Let me turn this down. And I saw this funny video. You know, also, she sends me these things and it's kind of talking about like TikTok. And she sent me this video and it's all these like top earners from TikTok. And like they did like top five. Dude, some of these people, you know, in 2021 or whatever, we're making like 4 or 5 mil. And then you have like the Demolios or whatever. And they're making, you know, they're probably like under the age of 18, maybe 19 by now, and making tens of millions of dollars.
What the fuck?
She sends it to me and she goes, you sure you don't want to do TikTok? And I was like, dude, I wish I did. I am not good at, the editing tools or even know what I would do. And on my TikTok, some of the exercise, I'm an exerciser, you know, like I'm a fitness person.
Yeah.
Some of the videos I've posted, I mean, they are brutal in the comments.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Like this video
on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
It's like
a Reddit thread.
Oh God.
Like there's a video of me just doing a beach workout when I was in Hawaii. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. It's got 826,000 views.
Okay.
Which is great. It's the only big one I have. All I did was in the description, I wrote the little easy workout that I did. And there's 700 comments.
Jesus.
And there's comments like this girl, could you imagine, being in, well, and you, I'll read it to you without fixing her grammar.
Yeah.
Could you image bring in the beach and not being able to relax without working out first? That's an addiction. Oh. 893 likes on that comment. And there's 116 replies.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, there's other thing. Like this other person wrote, these comments are not it. Working out is a lifestyle, not a chore. We do it because we want to, not because we have to. Like, so there's good comments.
Yeah. Okay.
Just be on vacation.
That just sounds like somebody who doesn't like to work out.
Dude, there's a lot about my body, you know?
Yeah.
Normalize relaxation on vacation, not raise anxiety for everyone else.
What? Oh. What? Then don't work out.
Dude, it's in. Let's see if I can find a really bad one.
Dude, that's insane to me. It feels like we have this entire, I don't know if it's like a generational thing of people that get triggered so easily by things. I mean, how many times have you and I been on a vacation and I'm like, nope, not going to do that. And you'll work out. I have no problem with that. Like, if that's your choice to want to relax, then relax. You don't have to feel guilty about it.
Well, and there's a lot of good comments.
Something
too.
Else like that should not be triggering you.
Yeah.
That means there's something going on in that with that person. If they're seeing that as, and then automatically feeling shame from it.
It's just so funny. Like I
follow some of these self-help book people.
You know, because there's some people in the comments that are like, you know, basically like, you go girl, like I would not be doing that on my vacation, but I love watching you do it. Yeah. But I was so surprised at some of the comments. And it's like, and then I just remembered like, oh, this is a whole new platform with people of all ages. And yep. I mean, like this one, not annoying at all. Order some wings and chill.
I mean, I appreciate that.
And what's so funny, vacation equals drink and eat. It's like, what's so funny is like, you know, you don't have to do it. And when I was filming this, like, dude, I was not feeling like I've been, you know, for a while, I've been going through a lot of things, hormone stuff and blah, 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 and stress. And I've, you know, my body's been really weird and felt really weird. And like, I didn't want to film myself in my swimsuit. I didn't want to do that. And I filmed it because Jake wanted a little video for Naked of like a beach workout. And I didn't want to do it, but Todd filmed it.
Yeah.
He filmed all the movements. And so then I watched the videos and they, you know, it didn't look bad.
Lighting's good.
It was fine. So yeah. I cut a little video and I sent it to Jake for Naked. I decided, oh, I will put it on TikTok since I already cut it together. It took me way too long to do.
Yeah.
And you know, and it was seemed like it was getting good at interaction. And then I was reading the comments and I was like, oh, ow, ow.
Yeah. Well, I think we have this whole slew of people that are just triggered by everything.
Oh my gosh.
By everything. And that's what I'm saying is like when I was talking to Daniel about like all the, you know, books people are reading and sharing and all this kind of stuff. I think that's great. And I think that if something's like really worked for you and you've been able to work through something, I think it's great to share it. Cause even if it reaches just a couple people or whatever, but I feel like the more, I don't know what the right word for it would be, almost like the more introspective we've become generation to generation, the more fucking problems we have.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like, there's so many problems. I mean, I remember my grandfather and don't get me wrong, listeners. I'm not saying that searching to improve yourself is a bad thing. I think that's a wonderful thing, but I almost feel like trying to overanalyze every single little thing that we think and feel and all of that, and then trying to find a reason for it all the time can be backpedaling a little bit.
And it's exhausting.
I mean, my grandpa, he used to smoke like 3 packs a day. And I'd be like, Grandpa, how'd you stop smoking? He's like, well, they said I was going to die. So I quit. You know, it was like that simple. Oh, okay. I mean, there are people that feel like they can't do that. I get that. But, you know, I mean, this is a man who was in a Japanese prison camp for 3 years of his life at, you know, 18, 19, and 20, and people dying around him and all this stuff. And he probably could have used a little bit of counseling after that for sure. But he lived this wonderful life and he loved the people around him. And, you know, he accepted that there were shitty things that happened to him and that they were shitty and then moved on from it. And I'm not saying that that's how everybody is able to live their life. And yes, I'm sure that there was some PTSD that he had. I mean, how do you not?
Yeah.
From a, you know, a horrible situation like that. But it's almost like, we're trying so hard and for people that aren't even really experiencing, I mean, it's traumatic to them, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, I don't know. Now I sound like I'm anti-psychologist or something.
No, you know, it's especially, I think it's, you add that to the way things are now, where everyone wants to influence people, right?
Right.
Everyone thinks, I feel pretty good about this. Like a large majority of people, especially anyone, if they have a social media account, they feel pretty confident in the fact that like everyone wants to hear what they have to say.
Yes.
And you add that to someone who is more of like an introspective type or someone who's like really diving deep into like just wanting to better themselves. And you're so annoying. Like at a certain point. And I say this because I have friends that have done this and I've been on the receiving end of what happens is you start trying to fix everyone around you.
Right.
And constantly, all the time. And so the people around you are fucking exhausted.
Right.
You know, and I remember telling,
they may not feel like they need fixing.
I remember telling one of my old friends, like being like, they're just like, you're doing it too much. Like, I appreciate it. I'm like, but if every conversation we have, I always just end up feeling shitty.
Right.
And always just looking at and bringing to the surface and talking about all the worst things about me. I feel really bad. How am I supposed to if you have certain qualities that are not super healthy for you or for people around you, like you should want to like work on those things.
Sure.
Now, but if you constantly feel like everything about you is bad and or could even just like not like that, maybe it's just it could be better. And so every time certain people that are just like they're just obsessed with being better and reading this book and trying this and doing that and putting it on their friends and putting it on their families, and like it's like, how can you still are who you are in that moment, and we always preach like being happy. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to settle for who you are at that time, and you can keep working towards being better. But if you're constantly, at least speaking from personal experience, like if I'm constantly just like, all we're talking about is like how I miss, you know, I feel shitty, or like, how I could be better in this way and be better in this way. And I should be doing it this way. And I should be practicing this way. It's like, you just feel bad. You have less moments of feeling like you've had wins. Right. You know?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about like people in a position thinking it's almost, for lack of a better word, like a narcissism. Like I've figured it out.
Yep.
You should be like me when other people have figured it out. They may not have as much as you, and they may not be as successful as you, and they may not, you know, but to almost get this idea that I have figured it out and this is how I have, and then pushing it on somebody who's not asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels very narcissistic in a way. I feel like that's how cults are started.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a very, I just feel like they have a lot in common with cult leaders.
Well, and it's like that hero complex.
Yeah.
You know,
cause yeah, like, I'm going to save everyone.
And like everybody
saving and don't need it.
Well, and everybody, you know, different people are, you know, going at things at different paces. You could look at somebody who like really needs to like make some changes in their life. Like maybe they always have bad things happening to them. We have a friend like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you have how many conversations with them to like, when they're down, but just because you've figured it out, or so many things are just happening, positive things are happening so fast for you because you've figured it out, and the stars are aligned, and you can see a clear path for the people around you. And in your mind, it's like, oh, it's so simple. Like, do this, 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 and you'll have everything you ever wanted. It's like, well, it's right. It's just not that simple for them.
But like some of those people, it's been just dumb fucking luck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what we're completely ignoring. You got some dumb fucking luck, you know, that's the other thing, is that you're preaching, you know, if you do everything just like me, you'll get, and it's like, no, because not everybody comes from the, you know, the same kind of families or the same kind of opportunities or all of that. You know, it's just like that oh, you know, oh God, you could fucking get me started. You know, like the, you can be whatever you want to be. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. There's so many factors. You can be the best version of yourself, like you've said a million times, but that best version of yourself is not going to look like somebody else's best version of themselves.
Yeah.
And what society is looking at as far as what's best is not always what's best.
Yeah.
Fame, fortune, you know, having a million followers or having 5 million followers, you know, whatever it is, that's not necessarily success to somebody else.
Yeah. No.
And that's okay. Anyway, whew. Oh, I just got really heated.
I know. All right. Get off your soapbox.
Get off your fucking soapbox, Gina. You guys should all listen to me because I've got it all figured out.
Guys, I have it figured out. I'm writing a book and it's going to be called Happy as a Clam.
Just kidding. I cry myself to sleep every night.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. On TikTok, there was this video trend and it's like a Google search. Let me see where I sent it to Devin. I don't really know how all these, like some of these filters or things you can do. I don't think they're real. Anyways, this one is a Google search thing. So it looks like this, right?
Oh, okay.
And it tells you, it's like you press play and it will like pull up like a Google search.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be something you would search, right?
Okay.
This girl who's just having coffee, she's got her headband on. Hers says, it says, does crying burn calories? And she spits her coffee out because it's like, that, she clearly like is someone who cries a lot. Right? She like spits her coffee out. Then this one, this girl says, is South Dakota real? And she's like, I mean, is it real? The only one from South Dakota. But Devin sent me because she texted me and she's like, okay, I had to try it.
Oh my God.
And her,
what'd she get? I love that shit.
I'll read it. She goes, I mean, I had to try it. And it says, the signs I'm being catfished. Oh,
shut up. Dude, that sounds real.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny.
I know.
Oh my God, I kind of want to do it. Do you have to have TikTok to do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway, right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We appreciate you so much.
Don't forget to rate, review, rate, review, subscribe, five star rating,
5 star warning.
We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.